from Lee Comp Park in beautiful and breezy Bradenton, Florida. It's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the season series opener between the Blue Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, the Pittsburgh Pirates, single-A affiliate in the Florida State League. Good evening, everybody. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Blue Jays are hot again. They've won five straight. They took five out of six games from the Jupiter Hammerheads last week after they were swept by Jupiter in the first series between those two teams on the road over on the Space Coast a few weeks back. So the Blue Jays come into this one at 19-20, knocking on the door of the 500 mark. Once again, they got off to that hot start and then cooled off, looking to get back to square one again, and they can do that with a win tonight. Well, Bradenton comes into this one with a record of 17-22. They were red hot to open the year, a rather red cold, blue cold, if you will, and then they turned red hot, won a franchise record 11 consecutive games to turn their season around. So they're 17-22, 10 games out of first place, behind the Blue Jays, who are 8 games out of first place, behind the Clearwater Threshers coming into action tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchup. It features the lefty, Connor O'Halloran, going for the DJs. O'Halloran, the 6'2 southpaw, ranks top 10 in the Florida State League in ERA, WHIP, and batting average against. 3.34 ERA in six games started, 1.18 WHIP, and opponents are only hitting 221 against the lefty. O'Halloran got roughed up in his last start, though. Five innings against the Hammerheads, he allowed 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 were earned. So Connor's looking for a bounce back here tonight. He'll square off against Hung Lung Chang, the right-hander from Taiwan, going for Pittsburgh's single-A affiliate, Bradenton. Chang has been pretty darn good so far this year. 6 appearances, 4 starts. His 2 bullpen appearances were piggyback appearances. He's thrown 25 innings to the tune of a 1.44 earned run average with a WHIP at 1.28. His last outing at Tampa wasn't the longest, 3 2/3 innings and 2 earned runs. That was the first time this season he's allowed more than 1 earned run. So 2 pitchers who are off to very good starts this year, Connor O'Halloran for the Jays and Hung Lung Chang, the righty, for Bradenton. For more on Bradenton and a little bit more background on the pitching matchup, we chatted with the voice of the Bradenton Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella. And for more on these future Pirates, here's Thomas. We're back on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, now joined by Marauders broadcaster Thomas Zinzarella, a fellow first-year broadcaster here in the Florida State League. Thomas, appreciate your time. And I'll start with the thing that probably a lot of people are thinking with this team. Okay, get off to a terrible start, 5-18, then an 11-game win streak. What happened?
Well, first of all, Larry, thanks for having me on. And yeah, I mean, it was started 5-18. You have the 11-game win streak, and you know, the one thing, the one constant that's been there this year has been the pitching. And so the offense just kind of came to life during that streak. The offense, you know, the batting average on the season was raised about 30 points. You know, they're hitting below the Mendoza line, and then up to about 207 when the streak ended last Wednesday. So that was definitely the big thing. Had some bats that were injured to start the year, guys like Eddie Rodriguez and the addition of Connor Delgado. So kind of towards the end of the streak, he was added in. But yeah, you know, I think a lot of bats were just starting to figure things out here. The first couple weeks are always tough, you know. For some guys, they've come from the complex, and now they're here in full season for the first time, whether it's a you know, young guy from the Dominican Republic or a young high school bat. So it was a little mix of everything on this team with college guys and young guys from the DSL, the FCL, and now here. So it was a wild ride, though. It ended up with some interesting moments there at the end of the stretch.
Yeah, definitely a turtle on the field, you know, some walk-off wins, a little bit of everything here at Lee Comp Park. I want to start with the hitters. One thing that really jumps out is looking at the home-road splits. Just for my knowledge and for people at home who maybe aren't familiar with the ballpark,
Is it something about the ballpark, or is it something about just being at the comforts of home for this team?
I definitely think it's the comforts of home. The road trips that we've been on this year, I mean, we went to Lakeland, so that's a night stay over the night, as you may know, 50 miles or less, so you have to, you could commute it. And so we had a lot of commute trips to Clearwater those first couple games, and then we came back home and had a 12-game homestand. So we went 11-1 during that stretch, and so that's where a lot of those numbers may be inflated then, because we had a couple higher scoring ball games as well. But home series here against Daytona, we took at least two out of the six, so a couple walk-off wins, two walk-off wins we had there, and a lot of close games. And that's been the one thing really this year, I think, if you know, whether it's home or road or not, the Marauders have been a lot of close games this year. They lost a road series in Clearwater, lost five out of six, but you know, there were 3 one-run games during that span. So the other two games that they lost were decided by 2 runs. So they've been it for most of this year, and it's about 72% of the games now are decided by 3 runs or less. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that the pitching is carried everywhere. The offense, you know, hit or miss on the road, I think, is one thing that is probably that sticks out. And really here, there's not – you get some wind that blows out to center field. Usually that's like the spring training wind, and it's carried over a bit here. But the Marauders, you know, they haven't had a lot of home runs this year either. So it's just more timely hitting, and hitting with runners in scoring position better here at home.
One guy you mentioned, Kiner Delgado, came over from the Yankees at the end of April in a player to be named later type of deal. Tell me about him. Obviously on the prospect list, so a guy that jumps out.
Yeah, no, he's a little bit shorter stature, kind of like a Jose Altuve-esque, and you know, a lot of people project him to be a second baseman at the major league level, but play all around the infield, second base, shortstop, a little bit third, good leadoff guy to have, a lot of contact. He's got a lot of power, you know, only see him, he's about, I think, 5'9", he's listed as, and he's got a lot of power in that. He homered, played one game with the FCL Pirates at a grand slam in his second at-bat, then comes over and homers, not his first game, but the next two after that. So we had 4 games he played, and he had home runs in 3 of them. And so don't be fooled by him. He's got a really, really good bat, and it was – got to play the Yankees affiliate last week in Tampa, so that was interesting going back to see a lot of his friends and they played with growing up and through the DSL and then the Complex League for the Yankees. And so definitely he's a fun guy to watch, and once he got traded and I saw his numbers in the Complex, I said if at one point he might play with us this year, it'd be really fun to have him.
Definitely. Now let's flip over the pitching. You mentioned really the strength of this ball club. Really intriguing tonight's starter, Hung Lung Chang. A guy from Taiwan. That's not something that you see a ton at this level of the minor leagues. Usually a lot of those pitchers from Asia go play pro over there, and then they jump to the big leagues. What can we expect from Chang, and maybe a little bit of background on him?
Yeah, no, he's a guy that the Pirates, I mean, first of all, they sign a lot of guys from a lot of different places, and not a lot of teams may be looking. They have a lot of players up and down the system. There's another arm that is signed out from the Asia area, too, that's in the Complex right now, and another top 30 guy that may at some point hopefully get to pitch in Bradenton. But, you know, signed out of high school, and he's put on more muscle. If you go on to his MILB.com, you look at the height and weight, and you see he's kind of feel like a scrawny guy. Look at a picture from when he got signed. But, no, he's put on a lot of muscle. You see a sinker ball pitcher that's going to sit, you know, low to mid-90s. A lot of ground balls, though. It's a lot of guys on our pitching staff as well. So, you know, he's pitched great the whole year. I'd say he doesn't have the biggest swing and miss stuff as guys like Michael Kennedy or Carlson Reed, 2 starters we'll see later in the week, will have, and both top 30 guys. But, you know, he's a very consistent pitcher, and, you know, he's piggybacked the last 2 starts. So this is the first time he's starting a ball game because of rehabbers, Domingo Herman last Tuesday, and then the Tuesday before was Thomas Harrington, who was the Pirates' number 6 prospect and in Double-A. So, for the first time, he's probably feeling normal again for the first time, not having to do that and get out of the gate.
Now, last question. I'd be remiss to ask, or not to ask, about the turtle. Got to ask about the turtle. I saw you did a good number of interviews about the turtle, but kind of inform our listeners about what happened and what happened to the turtle after.
Yeah. So, yeah, the turtle, it came up the Saturday of our final game of that 12-game homestand, and all of a sudden, top of the second inning, it just stop play. I look out the left center, and there's something moving. And I'm like, "What is that?" I get the binoculars and start looking through it. And it's a turtle, for all things. And no one wanted to pick it up. And long story short, Magdo Cotto comes racing in from the right field bullpen, scoops it up. It got brought back out of the bullpen for a couple innings, and then and ended up there's a pond that sits behind the outfield wall. I think it's out in Wright Center. I haven't seen it, but people have told me that. People have vouched that there is a pond here. And
allegedly.
Yeah, I haven't seen it with my own eyes. But they put it, one of the grounds crew guys in later in the game, they try to feed it with some food. They try to give him grapes and cheese and lettuce. So, like, stuff, you know, lettuce, definitely turtle would probably eat.
Yeah,
he didn't go for it. Try to eat a grape, same thing. All right, well, raisin, he didn't, you know, didn't go for it. So they end up putting it back in his natural habitat. But, yeah, just a wild Saturday. And then we get the franchise record, 10 straight win the next night. So jeez, all in a weekend's worth of work here at Lee Compart Park.
Yeah, just a normal weekend in single A in the Florida State League. Sounds like a picky eating turtle. I mean, come on.
Yeah, a fast-moving turtle, too. So put that guy, well, good, it was a stopwatch, trying to see how fast he can run around the bases. That's what we got to do next.
Yeah, no kidding. That's Thomas Zinzarella. Thomas, appreciate your time, and have a good call tonight.
Oh, thank you, too, Larry.
That was the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella, giving us a little more background on this ball club, who, much like the Blue Jays, has had an up-and-down open to 2024. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's series opener between the DJs and the Marauders, starting with the visitors from Dunedin. Gene Joseph will lead it off. He's playing right field tonight. Victor Arias is the DH, batting second. Juan Helaponte is out in center, batting third. Tucker Tolman will bat cleanup tonight and play third base. Manny Beltre, Mr. Clutch, is the shortstop, batting fifth. Edward Duran will hit sixth after a day off on Sunday. He'll do the catching for Connor O'Halloran. Christian Feliz is over at first, hitting seventh. Bryce Arnold will play second base and bat eighth. And Daniel Perez rounds it out, batting ninth and playing left field. Those are the DJs. These are the Marauders, coming off a series loss on the road at Tampa. Kiner Delgado, a top 30 Pittsburgh prospect, will lead it off and play shortstop. Eddie Rodriguez is out in left, batting second. Omar Alfonso will bat third and do the catching. Axel Plaz is the first baseman, batting cleanup. S. Merlin Valdez is the DH. He owns the longest on-base streak in the league at 19 games. Solomon Maguire is out in right, hitting sixth. Sergio Campagna is the center fielder, batting seventh. Javier Rivas is over at third base, hitting eighth. And Kalai Harrison rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the starting lineups. We'll have first pitch coming up next on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We are moments away from baseball at Lee Com Park. Series opener this season between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Bradenton Marauders. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Blue Jays looking for a sixth consecutive victory after taking the final 5 games of last week's series against the Jupiter Hammerheads. They'll square off against Hung Lung Chang, the right-hander from Taiwan, for Bradenton tonight. Comes into action with a 1.44 ERA. He'll start his evening against Gene Joseph, went 3-for-4. Sunday's Blue Jays win with a double and a homer. An apparent delay is Connor O'Halloran, the Blue Jays starter, makes his way from the left field bullpen into the dugout. So home plate umpire Pedro Torres holds up play. An awkward delay for Chang to start his night. Probably benefits the Blue Jays, if anything. And now Joseph strides in, and we are ready for baseball. Chang at 6'3", 160 listed on the roster. Probably weighs a little bit more than that. Working from the stretch, his first pitch on the way. It misses low and outside, and we are underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. It is a beautiful night for baseball on the Gulf Coast of Florida. 1-0 pitch to Joseph. He takes downstairs. Fastball at 90. Two balls, no strikes. Very few clouds overhead, and the wind is blowing out to right. The ball will carry tonight at Lee Comp Park. Chang fires, and Joseph takes a called strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone, makes it 2-1. It is an automatic balls and strikes zone tonight. So Pedro Torres is just relaying what the computer says upstairs. 2-1. Joseph pops it up out of play. First base side, over the seats. 2-2. Blue Jays suiting up in their traditional road grays. Dunedin across the chest in the Blue Jays split text in blue and white. Blue and white numbers on the back. Here comes the 2-2. Joseph swings and foul tips it in and out of Omar Alfonso's mitt. If he hung on, it would have been strike three, but Joseph gets new life. Marauders in their home whites. Marauders in that Pirates text across the chest. Black caps. Black numbers with gold trim on the front and back. The next 2-2. Joseph swings and misses on a changeup that ran in on him. And Gene Joseph is out number one, down on strikes. That'll bring up Victor Arias with the bases empty. Arias had Sunday off. Comes into this one hitting .279 on the year. Blue Jays leading hitter in terms of average. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. Arias went 5-for-19 last week with an RBI. Struck out four times. 1-0. He lines it into the mitt of Axel Plaz, the first baseman. He makes a leaping catch for out number two. Robbed Arias of a base knock. That ball off the bat at 81. Looked like it had the height to get over Plaz, but it did not. The bases are empty for Joan Helaponte in the top of the first. No score. First pitch. Ponte takes outside just by a touch. Fastball at 91, and it's 1-0. Chang throws a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider mix. He's a sinker baller, and it shows in his numbers. 1-0. Ponte jumps out of the way of a fastball that misses in. Two balls, no strikes. Chang induces ground balls over 50% of the time. 2-0. Ponte with a cut and a miss on a slider. 83 on the radar gun. Makes it 2-1. And on a night like tonight, those ground balls will be very much welcomed when blowing out towards right. A 2-1 pitch. Aponte with a big wave and a miss. Fastball. Near middle there. Makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chang trying to finish off a 1-2-3 top of the first. He's got the sign. Sets and delivers. And Aponte takes low. Slider was close. But it runs at full 3-2. Game time temperature at 85 degrees. Chang with the pause in the pitch. Aponte pops it up. First base side. It fades into the bleachers. Clank. That sound you might have been able to hear as it bounced off the aluminum. We'll have another payoff pitch. Chang shakes off Alfonso, now sees what he wants, and fires. And Aponte pops it up over our heads, out of play. The battle rages on. Aponte, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, had a big week last week, went 8-for-19 with a homer. hit almost 500 in five games against the Hammerheads. The next 3-2, Aponte with a check swing, swing and a miss. Alfonso scoops it up on a pitch in the dirt, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Chang wins that long battle and finishes a 1-2-3 top of the first. Blue Jays go down in order. Marauders coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We've got no score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Blue Jays on the road trying to extend their win streak to six games. And Connor O'Halloran takes the baseball for them tonight. O'Halloran, the lefty, comes into this one with a 3.34 ERA. His first pitch to Kiner Delgado, the switch hitter. Misses upstairs, and it's 1-0. Delgado batting from the right side here, went 2-for-4 in Sunday's Marauders loss. O'Halloran winds and fires and pours in a called strike on a sinking fastball on the low outside corner. It's 1-1. Kiner throws a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. 1-1, hopper foul, third base side. Makes it 1-2. Plain and simple, he doesn't walk a ton of guys, and he strikes a lot of guys out. 39 strikeouts and 32 and a third innings to just 11 walks. He rocks and fires. And Delgado watches a slider out in front of home plate. That's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. O'Halloran coming off one of his rougher outings of the year. Five innings, 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned against Jupiter last week. That was the only game last week that the Jays lost. They lost on Tuesday and then ripped off 5 straight. So here they are looking for 6 in a row. O'Halloran shakes off Duran, now throws and misses low and in on a back foot slider. Runs it full, 3-2. Delgado shipped over from the Yankees to the Pirates at the end of April. The pitch is popped up on the infield towards second base. Arnold into shallow right. The second baseman is under it. He makes the catch. And Delgado is set down for out number one in the home first. We've got no score. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Rodriguez owns the highest batting average on this Bradenton roster for guys that have played more than 10 games. First pitch to the righty is slapped out of play. Fades into those bleachers down the first base line. 0-1. Rodriguez hitting 270. In his 18 games played, one home run, OPS at 754, above average. 0-1, a swing and a foul tip. Fastball at 89, makes it 0-2. So the thing about O'Halloran, his fastball won't blow you away, but he changes speeds very well and uses deception to his advantage. His release point on all of his pitches is almost identical. Makes him really tough to hit. Here's his 0-2. Rodriguez lines it into right, and it falls in front of Gene Joseph for a base knock. Rodriguez stops at first. First hit of the ball game for either side is a single from Rodriguez here with one out in the bottom of the first. Man aboard for Omar Alfonso. We've got no score, bottom one. Alfonso is the Pirates' number 28 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Lefty on lefty here, and the first pitch is a called strike. On the curve, lower half of the zone, and it's 0-1. Alfonso hitting .266 in 32 games, two homers. The pitch misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Alfonso, the son of a big leaguer, Eliezer Alfonso, played in the bigs from 2006 to 2011. The 1-1. Called strike as a fastball paints the outside black. 1-2. Alfonso hitting .387 over his last 10 games, including a 1-for-3 afternoon on Sunday. A long pause from O'Halloran, checks the runner, and now deals. And Alfonso waves and misses on a slider down and outside. Boy, did that fool him. First strikeout tonight for O'Halloran is out number two. Rodriguez still over at first base as Axel Plaz climbs in, playing first base tonight. First pitch to the righty, swing and a miss. Good changeup there. That's 0-1. O'Halloran throws his fastball about 40% of the time. 0-1. Plaz takes a wave and a miss on the changeup. Quickly 0-2. O'Halloran only throws that changeup 6% of the time entering action tonight. Throws his breaking ball, slider, curveball over half the time combined. Gathers the sign from Duran, sets above the belt and deals. Runner goes and the pitch is chopped foul. We'll do it over. Still 0-2. This is a Marauders group that has really struggled at the plate all season long. They're last in the league in average, 203 entering the week. They're 11th of 12 teams in the Florida State League in OPS. And a big part of that is they strike out a ton. They lead the league in strikeouts. O'Halloran already has one, looking for a second. Here against Plaz, the next 0-2. Runner goes again, it misses low and in. No throw from Duran. And Eddie Rodriguez is in second with a stolen base. So Bradenton is a man in scoring position in the bottom of the first, trying to strike first. Plaz waits on the 1-2 and swings and misses. Strike three. Change up again from O'Halloran. He had that dialed in that plate appearance against Plaz. He finishes the inning with back-to-back strikeouts. And we go to the second, scoreless, on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's the top of the second inning in Bradenton. No score in the series opener. First game of six this week between the Marauders and the Blue Jays. Toman Beltre Durand, 4-5-6, to up against Hung Lung Chang, the righty. First pitch to Toman. The lefty takes called strike. Fastball at 90. Popped the mitt of Omar Alfonso. And it's 0-1. Toman went 1-for-4. Sunday's win for the Jays. 0-1. He cracks it in the air, high and deep right center. Campagna back on the track. He leaps and can't make the catch. Toman around second. He's heading towards third. The throw won't be cut. And Tucker Toman is into third with a triple. Throw did not make it to third. Toman gave that ball a ride, popped it up into the jet stream. It's a valiant effort from Campagna out in center, but he just could not hang on to the ball. The Blue Jays have a run 90 feet away to open the second. Here's Manny Beltre, who's racked up the RBIs lately. Righty on righty, first pitch is flied into shallow center. The shortstop Delgado out. The center fielder Campagna is under it. Toman tags. He's going to try it. The throw to the plate is in time to get him. Well, Campagna just made up for that missed catch with a laser beam to the plate where Omar Alfonso applied the tag. And it is a double play. Toman out number two. 8-2 put out there, outfield assist. The bases are empty for Edward Durand. We're still scoreless, top of the second. First pitch. Durand takes low and away, ball one. Fastball at 92 there from Chang. Durand, one of the league leaders in walk-to-strikeout ratio. 1-0. He waves and misses on a slider. One ball, one strike. Draws over one walk for every strikeout. That's third in the Florida State League. The 1-1. Durand chops it foul. Third base side, makes it 1-2. Edward in 25 games, hitting .253, without a homer. First one probably coming soon. 17 walks to 16 strikeouts. OPS at .693. I'm sure he'd like to grow that. 1-2 is popped up into left. Rodriguez with a few steps back, now charging in, sprinting in. He dives and can't make the catch. Durand into second standing on a ball that Eddie Rodriguez just misplayed. As an outfielder, you're always taught first step is always back. Rodriguez did that, but then the wind knocked it down and he couldn't reach it. So we'll see how that's scored, but either way, there's another man in scoring position here for the Jays. Trying to strike first, no score top of the second. Here's Christian Feliz in the first pitch. Misses outside, ball one. That wind consistently blowing towards the right field corner. Flags are in dead center here at Lecom Park. Florida flag, American flag, and Bradenton Marauders flag. Feliz lines it deep to right, and this will go! That ball left the yard in a hurry. A screamer for a two-run homer for Christian Feliz gets the scoring started. It's 2-0 DJs in the second. Left the bat at 106, and as soon as it jumped off the lumber, you knew it was gone. He pounded that ball. By the way, that play involving Duran ruled a double, so those two runs are earned. Here's Bryce Arnold. First pitch. Called strike at the knees. And it's 0-1. Homer number 7 this year for Feliz. That's second in the Florida State League. Pitch. Misses outside. 1-1. Bryce went 0-4 on Sunday. His batting average coming into this one at 184. 31 games. The 1-1. Bryce takes a called strike. Hard slider. 84 on the gun there, the upper half of the zone. And Chang is out in front, 1-2. That homer, the first that Chang has allowed this year. The 1-2. Arnold takes a curveball just inside. Alfonso, the catcher, kind of framed it up, but framing obviously out of the equation with the automatic balls and strike system tonight. 2-2. Arnold takes an aggressive swing and a miss, and he comes up empty on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Chang letting out a little frustration on that strikeout as Christian Feliz belts a line drive, two-run homer out to right to catapult the Blue Jays in front 2-0 as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand-new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Christian Feliz's 7th homer of the year has the Blue Jays up 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. The first pitch to Valdez is chopped to shortstop. Beltre charges, gloves, throws to first just in time to get S. Merlin Valdez for out number one. One pitch, one out for Connor O'Halloran. Brings up Solomon McGuire. McGuire went 1-for-3 on Sunday. 3-1 loss for Bradenton on the road at Tampa. First pitch. The lefty takes outside. Ball one. O'Halloran worked around a single from Eddie Rodriguez in the first. Struck out two. He rocks and fires. And McGuire takes down outside. 2-0. McGuire has played 20 games. He's hitting .230. 3 homers, though. OPS at .750. Pitch fouled back into the screen. 2-1. It's a unique view up here in the press box at Lecom Park. As O'Halloran's 2-1 is called strike. Fastball on the outside edge makes it 2-2. We are very high above home plate for Florida State League standards. 2-2. Misses down and away, runs the count full, 3-2. In fact, we're so high up, they call this the crow's nest. As if we're on a pirate ship, naturally. Payoff pitch, McGuire pops it up, third base side, and it floats into the seats. We'll do it again. Fan makes a nice play. A few rows behind the concourse. But in front of us, there are nets, so foul balls don't fly up into the crow's nest. Next 3-2. Misses low and outside. And Solomon McGuire works a one-out walk. So there's a man aboard for Sergio Campagna. Went 0 for 1 on Sunday with a strikeout. First pitch, the righty takes down ball one. Blue Jays lead 2-0. Bottom of the second inning. First matchup of the season between these two clubs. Bradenton took the season series last year. 9-6. O'Halloran throws over to first. It's late. McGuire has stolen just one base so far this year. Bradenton doesn't steal a whole ton. 1-0. Is lined the opposite way, pretty deep. Joseph back on the warning track, and it lines off the wall. McGuire heading towards third. He's going to get the stop sign at third. Campagna into second with a two-bagger. So it's men on second and third with one out for Javier Rivas. Catcher Edward Duran heads out to the mound, wants to try and settle O'Halloran down. We've said it before and we'll say it again. The ball will carry tonight out to right field. Might be a busy night for Solomon McGuire and Gene Joseph, tonight's right fielders. Rivas, the righty, climbs in, hitting just 134. O'Halloran's going to go from the windup here. First pitch, wave and a miss. A slider low of the zone. It's 0-1. Rivas, a native of Venezuela, got off to a very slow start to the year. 0-1. He takes low and in. Sliding stop from Duran. Keeps the runners put. Excellent stop there. Keeps McGuire at third. And Campagna on second base. It's 1-1. So Rivas in April hit under 100, 090. 1-1 to him. He takes outside. Two balls, one strike. He's improved a little bit in May. May 21st tonight. He's hitting 200 so far this month. O'Halloran reads the sign, shakes off Duran, now sees what he wants, into his motion, the pitch is tapped foul. O'Halloran wanted the curveball there. Two balls, two strikes. Strikeout here would be big, with just one out. Blue Jays leading 2-0, bottom of the second inning. O'Halloran trying to keep it that way with men on second and third. He's got the sign, the wind in, the 2-2. Lined out of play, we'll do it again. Over on the first base side above the light towers. Still two balls, two strikes. Rivas signed by the Pirates back in 2019 out of Venezuela. That's 6-6 from the right side. Next 2-2. Misses low and in. Slider near the back foot. Runs it full, 3-2. Now a walk here wouldn't be the end of the world, but you don't want to walk a batter hitting below 200, of course. Payoff pitch. Rivas chops it foul. The battle continues. Still 3-2. Kalai Harrison, the 9 batter, waits on deck. He's also sub 200 to open his year. Again, Bradenton does not hit well for average as a team. Rivas calls time. Rivas opened the season last year with Bradenton, struggled, then got demoted to the Complex League midseason. Hit 285 there in 40 games. So he is capable. The next payoff. Called strike three. Fastball on the inside edge. Froze Rivas, and that's out number two. That ball just nibbled the upper half of the zone. There's two down. Third strikeout for Connor. Brings up Kalai Harrison, the nine batter. Lefty on lefty. Connor's first pitch. Misses low and away. Sliding stop from Duran. He knocked it down enough and then it bounced toward the left-handed batter's box. Scrambled to it to keep McGuire over at third. That's 1-0. Harrison went 0-4 on Sunday. The 1-0. He fouls it back over our heads. One ball, one strike. Harrison played four games last week and went 1-15 with five strikeouts. Marauders lost 4 out of 6 on the road at Tampa. They've been excellent at home, bad on the road. 1-1. That's a called strike. Slider in the upper half of the zone makes it 1-2. O'Halloran trying to get out of this jam with no damage done. Blue Jays leading 2-0. Bottom two. Men on second and third. O'Halloran toes the third base side. Nods, kicks in, delivers. And the pitch is lined into right. Long run for Joseph. He gets under it and makes the catch. And Connor O'Halloran strands men on second and third to end the inning. That preserves the Blue Jays' lead. They still lead 2-0 through two on the road on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch.
Blue Jays lead 2-0 over Bradenton in the series opener this week in Bradenton, thanks to a two-run homer from Christian Feliz. It's Daniel Perez to open the top of the third for the Jays. First pitch to him, a called strike. And it's 0-1 on the lefty. Hung Lung Chang didn't appear to be too happy after last inning, and who could blame him? 0-1. Perez waves and misses on a slider inside. That's quickly 0-2. The inning was extended as Edward Duran sent a pop-up out to left that Eddie Rodriguez couldn't catch up to in the wind. Looked like he was under it, but then it took off towards center, and it dropped. 0-2. Perez takes in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. So then Feliz belted a two-run homer, the next batter. And then Chang bounced back with his third strikeout. Perez ready for the 1-2. And he lines it up the middle into center for a base hit. Daniel Perez rounds first and stops there with a single. Perez came into action hitting 167, but looks like he's starting to turn a corner. Brings up the leadoff man, Gene Joseph. Gene struck out to open the ball game, riding an 18-game on-base streak. First pitch. It is a called strike. Fastball at 90 there, lower half of the zone. That's 0-1. Chang, the native of Taiwan, signed with the Pirates back in 2022. He sets on the third base side and throws, and Joseph bounces it foul towards the Blue Jays' third base dugout. It's 0-2. One interesting feature here at Lecom Park, just absolutely massive dugouts. Now, the reason why is because this is the spring training home of the Pirates. 0-2 misses low and away, one ball and two strikes. But, I mean, these things are huge, bigger than most. So big that they even bend a little bit towards home plate. Pause in the 1-2 pitch to Joseph. Throw over to first instead. And Perez is back in with a dive. So if you were to sit on the very far end of the dugout towards home plate, you're almost behind home plate. You rarely see that. Now the 1-2. Joseph checks his swing. Snap throw down to first is high and late. Fastball missed up there. Two balls and two strikes on Joseph. Blue Jays leading 2-0, top of the third. Gene's average up to 258 in 19 games. Didn't open the season with Dunedin, but boy, does he look comfy. Always a confident player. 2-2. Mash to the shortstop, Delgado. Backhanded stop to second for one. Over to first, it's a double play. Oh, that was a tough turn. But Kiner Delgado snagged it on one hop. Cat-like reflexes from the Bradenton shortstop for the 6-4-3 double play. Two down for Victor Arias. As a helicopter floats overhead. First pitch to Arias. An awkward swing and a miss on a slider low and in that tied him up. It's 0-1. Blue Jays lead 2-0. We're in the visitors' third. It was a nice play from Plaz, the first baseman, made a leaping grab to rob Arias of a hit in the first. 0-1. Vic takes outside. One ball, one strike. In an open stance, hands near the chest. Now he brings him up to the shoulder. The 1-1. A leg kick and a line drive into center. It's going to hang up for Campagna. And in front of the warning track, he makes the catch. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get a leadoff single from Daniel Perez, but nothing comes of it. And we go to the home half of the third. Still 2-0 DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Hard to believe it's already game number 40 this season. And so far it's been a good one for the Blue Jays as they lead 2-0. Going to the bottom of the third inning in Bradenton series opener. Connor O'Halloran will face the top of the Marauders lineup. First pitch to Kiner Delgado, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Delgado grounded out to second base in the first. 0-1 pitch. He waves and misses. And a back foot breaking ball. O'Halloran well out in front, 0-2. He worked out of a jam last inning. Left men on second and third base. Delgado calls time, steps back in. Now the 0-2. Just misses outside. O'Halloran was ready to pace around the mound, but he won't get that chance, at least yet. One ball and two strikes. O'Halloran quickly back to work. He deals. And Delgado lines it into right. Gene Joseph gets under it and makes a backpedaling catch. Delgado's out number one. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead thanks to a two-run homer from Christian Feliz back in the second. First pitch to Rodriguez, the righty. He takes down ball one. Rodriguez singled in the first and then stole second base. So O'Halloran has left three runners in scoring position tonight. 1-0 is popped up down the right field side. It fades foul. One ball, one strike. Beautiful scenery here at Leecom Park. Palm trees beyond the center field and right field walls. There's a boardwalk that goes across the entire outfield. 1-1. Fastball misses up. Two balls, one strike. Halloran adjusts his gray jersey. Now back to work, the 2-1. Misses outside, three balls and one strike. One of the hallmarks of O'Halloran's game early this season has just been staying in front of batters. Simple but obviously effective, 3-1. That one's in there for a called strike, upper half of the zone. Runs it full, 3-2. Something that the Blue Jays pitching staff preaches all the time. First pitch strikes, staying ahead of batters, count leverage. Here comes the payoff pitch. Rodriguez jumps out of the way, misses down and in for ball four. Second walk issued by Connor O'Halloran tonight. And that'll bring up Omar Alfonso. Alfonso struck out his first time in the first. Lefty on lefty here. And the first offer. Misses up and in. Ball one. Two zip Jays. Bottom three. Alfonso has been the best hitter for the Marauders so far this year. 1-0. Reached out and lined to shortstop. Sliding stop for Manny Beltre on the fly. Alfonso lines out for out number two. Rodriguez retreats to first, and there's two down for Axiel Plaz. Plaz also struck out in the first. Man on for him. Blue Jays lead 2-0. Bottom three. First pitch. Plaz takes low and in. It kicks away from Duran, and Rodriguez dashes up to second. The throw is late. So for the third straight inning, Bradenton has a man in scoring position. Haven't been able to take advantage yet. O'Halloran trying to keep it 2-0. Plaza, just 18 years old, got called up last week from the Complex League. 1-0. Hopper foul, third base side. Foul by a few feet. It's 1-1. Plaza opened the season with the Complex League team. Played eight games. Hit just 158, so pretty pedestrian. Nothing that'll catch your eye, really. Got called up due to an injury to another catcher. And boy, did he make a first impression. Homered in his first two games. He homered just once all season last year in the Complex League. 1-1. Hopped foul down the third base side again. One ball and two strikes. O'Halloran trying to get out of another jam. Rodriguez on second base. Time called by Plaz. O'Halloran scoops up the rosin bag. Behind the mound. Looks in for the sign. He's got it. Comes set. Long pause. And now the 1-2. Runner takes off for third. Pitch is swung on and missed, and the inning is over. For the third straight inning to open the game, O'Halloran leaves a man on man on in scoring position. And it's still 2-0. TJ is going to the fourth on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. It's the top of the fourth inning in Bradenton, and the Blue Jays lead the first game of the series 2-0. Juan Helaponte will open the inning, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Hung Lung Chang is back out there. Only damage he's allowed. A two-run homer to Christian Feliz in the second. 0-1. Helaponte jumps out of the way. A pitch that misses in. One ball, one strike. Aponte struck out swinging back in the first. One of three strikeouts for Chang. He sets and goes. And the pitch is a called strike. Good slider there. Makes it 1-2. Aponte hitting 234 this year. Waits on the 1-2. And it misses inside just barely. Slider missed. Two balls, two strikes. Ponte has mashed three homers. Top 30 Blue Jays prospect. 2-2. Comebacker through the middle. Dumps down into center for a base knock. Ponte rounds first. He'll hold up there with a leadoff single to open the fourth. Yes, as man aboard for Tucker Thoman. Blue Jays trying to tack on to that 2-0 lead. Visitors fourth inning. Thoman tripled his first time. That was in the second. First pitch to him. It's a tapper foul, first base side. And it's 0-1. Thoman with that left-handed stance, reminiscent of Corey Seager. Two-time World Series champ. Rangers shortstop. Pause from Chang, and he throws over to first, close, but late. Aponte's pretty quick. He's stolen 9 bases this year. Tied for second on the team with 3 others. A 1 pitch. Thoman slaps it into left, and it drops in front of left fielder Rodriguez, and it glances off his glove behind him. Aponte motoring towards third. He gets the stop sign, and Toman's into second standing. A tough night at the office for Eddie Rodriguez. Back in the second inning, he lost a pop-up due to the wind. There, he couldn't snag that ball cleanly on a hop. It allows everybody to take an extra base, and the Blue Jays are threatening with no outs in the fourth. That, in all likelihood, will be a single and an error. Single and an E7. We'll confirm. But either way, men on second and third with no outs. 2-0 Jays. Top of the fourth. Manny Beltre comes to the plate. 0-1 with a flyout. First pitch. Misses down and kicks away from Alfonso, but up the third base line. So Aponte has to stay at third. It's 1-0. Corners are in. Middle infield at normal depth. Rivas at third. Plaza at first. Chang sets at the belt. Checks the runners and throws. And Beltre lines it into shallow center. Falling fast, and it will drop. Aponte in from third base. Thoman down to third, and it's an RBI single for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays push the lead to 3-0. And here comes a mound meeting. Matt Ford, the pitching coach, out with a translator, it appears. So while we've got a moment, we can follow up on that play involving Thoman. It was indeed ruled a single and an error on Eddie Rodriguez, the left fielder. That allowed Thoman to move up to second and Aponte to head over to third. So Aponte scores on that knock from Beltre. So it's 3-0 Jays, 3 runs on 7 hits. Now Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire, joins the meeting. Breaks it up. As Chang wipes some sweat off his brow. It's a pleasant night, but obviously the humidity is always there. Nice breeze out to right. Maybe not so nice if you're the starting pitcher. Here's Edward Duran. Still no outs. Men on the corners. Duran doubled his first time in the second with the help of the wind as he sent a pop-up to left. First offer. The righty crushes it into the alley in right center. Down for a hit. Thoman scores from third. Beltre to third. Gets the stop sign there. And Duran slides into second with a two-bagger. The lead grows again. 4-0 in the fourth. Duran 2-for-2 with 2 doubles. Brings up Christian Feliz. Still no outs in the fourth. Feliz belted that 2-run homer back in the second. A single here would score 2, let alone an extra base knock. First pitch. Fouled back. A fastball near the outside corner. It's 0-1. This is Chang's worst outing so far this year. He hadn't allowed more than two earned runs coming into action tonight. 0-1. Feliz takes a touch inside on the slider. 1-1. Marauders' bullpen is quiet right now. We'll see if that changes soon. 1-1 pitch. Christian takes in. Two balls, one strike. Now this very well could be Chang's last inning, considering that there are no outs. Double play not in order here. Needs to buckle down quick if he wants to see the fifth. 2-1. Feliz skies it foul. Had a play on the third base side, and a fan tried to make a reaching catch in the bleachers and could not. Standing in one row, tried to lean forward. Never a great idea. He maintained his balance, though. So it's 2-2 on Christian. The pitch. Feliz breaks his bat on a flare to second base. The shortstop Delgado races in and makes the catch. Feliz retired for a long-awaited out number one for Hung Lung Chang. Duran back to second. Beltre still on third. And Bryce Arnold coming to the plate. Blue Jays with two runs in. Their lead is 4-0. Top of the fourth inning. First pitch. Arnold takes in. Ball one. Beltre with an RBI single. Duran with an RBI double. That's the scoring here. Chang gathers the sign. Sets and fires. And Arnold takes a called strike there. Curveball that clipped the inside edge. 1-1. Still no throwing out in the Bradenton bullpen. Pitch. Misses in. Two balls, one strike. Chang at 60 pitches here. He hasn't thrown more than five innings in an outing this year. 2-1. A slow curveball. Caught the low inside corner. Called strike, and it's 2-2. Chang starting to settle in here. Trying to get Arnold. Got Feliz to pop out after four straight hits to open the inning. Infield comes in for the Marauders. Chang ready for the 2-2, and it's on the way. Arnold takes inside. Close, but that runs it full. First base is open with Daniel Perez waiting on deck. Arnold in a slightly open stance. Stiff from the right side. Payoff pitch. Check swing on a slider in the dirt. Did he go? No swing. It's a walk. So that loads the bases for Daniel Perez. Still just one out here in the fourth. Bases full of birds. Beltre on third, Duran on second, Arnold aboard, Perez to the plate, 1-for-1 with a single. First pitch to the lefty, he takes upstairs for a ball. Blue Jays trying to bust this ball game wide open, leading 4-0, two runs in here in the second. Chang, the long-haired righty, comes set at the belt, kicks and delivers. And Perez takes up and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Changeup missed there. Changeup generally Chang's best pitch. Has the highest whiff rate, and opponents are hitting the lowest against it. 2-0. Perez fouls it straight back. That was the fastball that time. Two balls, one strike. Throws that changeup about 20% of the time. Fastball over half the time. For the sinker baller, Chang. Sure use a ground ball in the infield here. Infield to double play depth. 2-1. Wave and a miss from Perez. Slider got him there. Two balls, two strikes. Chang
hunches over, looking for the sign. He's got it. And now the 2-2 pitch. Perez jumps out of the way. Misses down and in. Runs it full, 3-2. Nowhere to put Daniel here. Base is already loaded. Blue Jays already with two runs in. Chang needs a strike as action is underway in the pen. Payoff pitch. Perez swings and misses. That's strike three. So Perez down on strikes for out number two. Strikeout number four for Chang. And here's Gene Joseph. Bases loaded. 4-0 Jays. Four runs on eight hits. No errors. Joseph 0 for 2. First pitch. He swings and misses. Breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 0-1. Gene with three homers. Just a handful of weeks. 11 runs driven in. Chance to add a few more here. 0-1. He taps it foul behind home plate, and just like that, it's 0-2. So if Chang can get out of it right here, all things considered, it could have been a lot worse. Base is juiced. Joseph in a straightaway stance gazes out at Chang. The 0-2 misses up and in. Gene whips his head out of the way of a slider that did not slide. A little chin music. A ball and two strikes. Beltre tiptoes off third. Duran off second. Arnold off first. Nobody being held. The 1-2. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Chang gets a fresh baseball. 22-year-old ready for the next 1-2 pitch. Joseph flares it down the line and left. Rodriguez coming in. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But now before, the Blue Jays double their lead. An RBI from Manny Beltre and an RBI double from Edward Duran makes it 4-0 as we go to the home fourth. Blue Jays in front on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Connor O'Halloran now pitching with a little bit more run support as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays tack on two more runs, and they lead 4-0. Series opener tonight in Bradenton. First matchup of the season between these two clubs. Florida State League West rivals. O'Halloran will face Esmerlin Valdez, the DH, to open the inning. First pitch. Called strike in the inside corner. Fastball there. And it's 0-1. Valdez grounded out to the shortstop, Beltre in the second. The pitch, misses low and in. Valdez jumps out of the way, one ball, one strike. Valdez with a 19-game on-base streak. Longest active streak in the league. 1-1. Misses down. Changeup was close, but it's 2-1. Longest active streak in the league, but also the longest streak in the league this year. 2-1. Valdez hops it foul, third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So coming into this series, both teams have a guy with an on-base streak at 18 games or longer. For the Blue Jays, it's Gene Joseph. For the Marauders, it's Valdez. And every day you go on, you check, oh, did Valdez extend his streak? Yes, he did. 2-2. Valdez out in front of a breaking ball, chops it foul on the third base side again. Still 2-2. Maybe one of these days Joseph will pull ahead, but, of course, that's up to the Blue Jays pitching staff now. Next 2-2 is popped up towards the shortstop, Beltre into shallow center. He calls for it and makes the catch. Good handful of steps into the outfield grass. Beltre records out number one. Valdez yet to extend that streak. He's out number one in the home fourth. And it appears we have a pinch hitter here. It's Braylon Bishop into the game for Solomon McGuire in the sixth spot. Pinch hitters in single A, of course, not unheard of, but rarely happens this early in the game. Must be an injury. Bishop, a lefty, squares to bunt and bunts it foul. It's 0-1. Bishop at 6 foot, 175 pounds. Native of Arkansas. 0-1. He takes a called strike. On a fastball that just touched the upper outside edge. Now the 0-2. Bishop waves and misses on a slider. Nasty pitch from Connor O'Halloran for his fifth punch out tonight. Two up, two down. Bottom of the fourth, Blue Jays lead 4-0. Sergio Campagna stands in. He doubled in the second, first pitch. He takes a called strike. Fastball on the outer half of the plate makes it 0-1. O'Halloran really in a rhythm here. When he's at his best, he works quickly. 0-1 is flied out into deep right center. Aponte on the track, at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. Campagna just sneaks one over the right center field fence for his first homer of the year. And Bradenton gets on the board. It's 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Campagna halfway to the cycle now. A double in the second, now a homer in the fourth. Well, so much for that rhythm, at least for now. Slowed down by a home run trot. Here's Javier Rivas, first pitch, tapper foul behind home plate, and it's 0-1. And ball again carrying well out towards right, 0-1. Rivas takes in, 1 ball, 1 strike. There were a number of balls out in batting practice that didn't look all that impressive off the bat, and then all of a sudden they were out of here, 1-1. Tapper down the third base line. It's foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes. It seemed like guys could just flick their wrists out towards right, get it up into the jet stream, and it would take off. Now the 1-2. Miss is outside. Slider was close, but it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. O'Halloran looking for his 6th strikeout. He's got the sign, the kick and the pitch. Wave and a miss, strike 3. O'Halloran strikes out 2 in the bottom of the 4th, but Bradenton does get on the scoreboard. A solo homer from Sergio Campagna. Our new score is the Blue Jays 4, Bradenton 1.
through 4
on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. New pitcher into the ballgame for Bradenton. It's Danny Carrion. The right-hander takes over for Hung Lung Chang after a long fourth inning. Blue Jays lead 4-1 in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Victor Arias. Misses outside, and it's 1-0. Carrion, C-A-R-R-I-O-N. But pronounced like you're taking a flight. Carrion, 1-0, a swing and a miss. 1-1. Arias 0-2 with 2 lineouts, 1 to center, 1 to first. Carrion reads the sign, sets and delivers. And Arias hops it down to first. Plaz gloves it, waves off Carrion. He says, "I've got it." And he does. He steps on the first base bag for out number 1. Base is empty for Joan Helaponte. Details on Carrion. This is his 5th appearance this season. He's thrown 4 1/3 innings and only allowed 1 earned run. 5 strikeouts to 2 walks. Native of California, attended UC Davis. First pitch to Aponte, pulled sharply down to third base but smothered by Rivas. He steps and throws to first in time for a quick out number 2. Base is empty for Tucker Thoman. Thoman having a good night. Triple back in the second inning. Single and a run scored in the fourth, helping the Blue Jays to a 4-1 lead in the fifth. First pitch, called strike on a curveball. That's 0-1. Let's get to the final line on Hung Lung Chang. Blue Jays rocked him a little bit. A guy that came in with a pretty darn good ERA. 0-1. Thoman fouls it back, and it's 0-2. So Chang went 4 innings, allowed 8 hits. 4 runs all earned, but had some tough luck behind him. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. The 0-2. Thoman screams at foul. Rattles around the bleachers on the first base side. Still 0-2. Blue Jays looking for a 6th straight win, would tie their longest win streak of the season so far. The next 0-2. Thoman takes high and outside. Curveball at 71, didn't curve much. 1-2. Thoman calls time here. Tucker's batting average now up to .230 with those 2 hits earlier in the ball game. Rocks the bat back and forth. The set and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Alfonso's mitt. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 against Danny Carrion in the top of the fifth. Score holds. Blue Jays 4, Bradenton 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's the Blue Jays 4 and the Marauders 1. In the top of the fifth inning, Connor O'Halloran back out, and the first pitch is bunted past him by Kalai Harrison for a single. So the bottom of the fifth starts with a bunt single for the 9 batter, Kalai Harrison. Wow. He just almost slapped that ball right past O'Halloran. He just couldn't get his glove down in time. That's one way to do it. Just the fourth hit of the ball game for the Marauders. Leadoff man is aboard for Kiner Delgado. First pitch. Misses low and in for a ball. Lone run in this game for the Marauders, driven in by Sergio Campagna's solo homer last inning. The 1-0. Delgado lifts it into center. Left fielder Perez over. Aponte, the center fielder, in. He makes the catch. So Delgado quickly retired after the leadoff single from Harrison. One away for Eddie Rodriguez. O'Halloran at 75 pitches. This is probably going to be his last inning. Another strong night from him. If he keeps on pitching like this, he might be pushing for a promotion. First pitch to Rodriguez. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. Rodriguez has reached twice tonight. Once on a single in the first. Once on a walk in the third. Feliz holding Harrison over at first. The kick and the pitch. Rodriguez takes down. 2 balls, no strikes. O'Halloran stretches out his arm, dealing from the third base side, nods at the sign from Duran. The pitch, breaking ball falls in there. Curveball taken for a called strike, and it's 2-1. O'Halloran again working quickly. The 2-1 chuck has popped up out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like Bo Bonds is getting ready for work out in the Blue Jays bullpen. Just started throwing. O'Halloran throws over to first, and they've got Harrison picked off. He dashes to second, and the throw hits the runner. So Harrison is safe at second base. If these were the baseball rules of old, Harrison would have been out via beanball, but you know, it is 2024, so Harrison is safe at second base. And Marauders have a man in scoring position. 2-2 on Rodriguez. And time called. O'Halloran was into his motion. Rodriguez took a late time. Now Connor says, hold on, I want to switch baseballs. So he gets a new one. Halloran sporting a royal blue glove to match his blue cap. A blue across the chest. 2-2, runner takes off again. Pitch misses low and in. Throw down is late. So Kalai Harrison reaches on a bunt single, steals second base, and now steals third base. A run 90 feet away for the Marauders as they trail 4-1, bottom five. O'Halloran trying to buckle down. Count is full on Rodriguez. The payoff pitch is chopped down to third. Toman gloves it, looks the runner back, throws to first in time. Two down. Just as you're taught. Toman made that play in plenty of time. Didn't rush. So Harrison still on third base with two outs for Omar Alfonso, who's 0 for 2. O'Halloran back to the windup. Blue Jays in front 4-1 in the fifth. First pitch. Alfonso takes up and in. It's 1-0. So this is presumably O'Halloran's last inning. Pitch count at 82. 1-0 pitch. Reached out, chopped foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Connor, a Canadian native, climbs on top of the hill. He delivers, and Alfonso grounds it to second base. Arnold backhands, steps and throws to first in time, and Connor O'Halloran leaves Kalai Harrison on third base after a bunt single and two stolen bases. Marauders do not score. Blue Jays still lead it 4-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto. As the sun begins to set over Bradenton, we're on to the sixth inning. Blue Jays lead 4-1 in the series opener with the Marauders on the road. First pitch to Manny Beltre, misses up and in out of the hand of Danny Carrion. 1-0. Beltre 1 for 2 with an RBI single in the fourth. 1-0. Curveball taken for a called strike on the back door. It's 1-1. Two runs in the fourth inning for the Jays. RBIs from Beltre and Duran. 1-1. Beltre screams at foul on the third base side. And out in front of a curveball there. One ball, two strikes. The prior two runs came on a two-run homer from Christian Feliz. That was in the second. Bradenton got their lone run on a solo homer from Sergio Campagna in the fourth against Connor O'Halloran. The 1-2 pitch. Beltre comes up empty on a high cutter. 87 off the low outside edge. Manny down on strikes for out number one. Base is empty, top of the sixth. Here's Edward Durant. Carry on back out after a 1-2-3 fifth. And so far that momentum is carried on to the sixth. First pitch to Durant. Misses up and away. Ball one. Low-hanging fruit. Durant 2-for-2 with two doubles. 1-0. It's called strike. It's 1-1, so the deuces are wild on Duran's line. Playing the number two spot in the field, catcher. If you want to extend it. 1-1 pitch is fouled back. One ball and two strikes. As the sun sets over on the third base side of the ballpark, the palm trees beyond the right field fence being painted a twinge orange. Underneath the clear sky. 1-2. Durant takes a slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. A very hard hitter to strike out. We talked about that in his first at-bat. Carry on trying to do that here. 2-2. Durant lifts it into left towards the line. Rodriguez gets under it, now comes in a little bit and makes the catch. Durant is out number two. Two up, two down. And the top of the sixth. Blue Jays with a 4-1 lead. And here's Feliz. First pitch. Misses up. And it's 1-0. So Christian 1-for-2 tonight with that two-run bomb in the second. Got out of here quick. 1-0. Misses up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Feliz on that electric homer pace has really picked up here in May. 2-0. He takes a called strike. Cutter in the lower half of the zone. 2-1. So he played 37 games last year and hit six homers. 2-1. Called strike on the outside edge. 2-2. So now with tonight's homer, this season, Feliz has hit seven homers in 32 games, beating out that pace from last year. 2-2. Christian with a check swing came up empty on a curveball taken for a called strike three. So Danny Carrion works back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. We go to the bottom half of the sixth. Score remains Blue Jays 4, Marauders 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. As June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
after another strong outing from Connor O'Halloran. Five innings, six strikeouts, just one run. The Blue Jays go to the bullpen and hand their 4-1 lead off to Bo Bonds as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Bonds will face Plaz to open the inning. First pitch to the righty, misses down, and it's 1-0. Bonds making his ninth appearance of the season. He's thrown 9 1/3 innings and allowed 6 earned runs. From the stretch, the 1-0 pitch has floated into shallow right. Joseph racing in. He can't get there. It hops in front of him, and it's a blooper for a base knock for Plaz to open the sixth. Here's this Merlin Valdez. Bonds starting to turn his season around coming into this outing. His last two outings, both scoreless. 3 1/3 innings across. First pitch to Valdez. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there at 82. Makes it 0-1. Bonds with a really strong reliever look. A long mullet flowing out of the back of his blue cap. 0-1. Another cut and a miss. Another changeup. It's 0-2. Bonds with a really wild-looking delivery. Not to say that his command isn't good, but it's just a little herky-jerky. Imagine that's probably a little distracting as a hitter. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. That's strike three. Two changeups and then the smoke from Bonds to get Valdez for out number one. Brings up Braylon Bishop. He started the game on the bench. And then all of a sudden he came on in the fourth as a pinch hitter for Solomon McGuire. First pitch to the lefty. Misses in. He jumps out of the way. Ball one. Bishop has now played in eight games this year. Comes in hitting .278. 1-0 pitch has just rolled foul. Caught a piece of Edward Durant on the way down. Takes his mask off and shakes his head around. Now walks it off a little bit out in front of home plate. Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire, takes a minute to brush off the plate. It's 1-1. Field playing to pull for the lefty Bishop. Beltre almost up the middle behind second base. The pitch. Another tapper foul. Bounced off Bishop's torso. So it's 1-2. Blue Jays leading 4-1, bottom six. Series opener here. Plaz takes his lead off first. The 1-2, a swing and a miss for strike three. Bonds with back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single from Plaz. Two down for Sergio Campagna. Campagna's had a good night halfway to the cycle. Double his first time, a homer his last time. Right on right. And the first offer. Check swing, called strike. Change up in the lower half of the zone. Fans below us. Ooh, and darn. Good pitch there. 0-1. Blue Jays 4, Bradenton 1 in the 6th. The pitch, a wave and a miss. Bonds went back to the changeup there. He's well out in front, 0-2. Bo looking to strike out the side after that single. Looks in for the sign from Duran. Gives a look over at Plaz. Comes set above the chest. And deals. It's a balk. Bonds flinched before he threw the pitch. Ever so slightly. We couldn't really see it up here. So Plaz moves into scoring position. Pitch doesn't count. It's still 0-2.
All that won't matter if Bonds can get the punch out here. Now the 0-2 pitch is hopped on the ground to shortstop. Beltre scoops it up. Long throw to first is there in time. Bo Bonds sets down three straight after a leadoff single by Plaz. We go to the seventh. Blue Jays still in the driver's seat, 4-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. What a beautiful Tuesday night for baseball in Bradenton. Blue Jays still lead. It's 4-1 in the series opener between the Jays and Marauders. Marauders go back to the bullpen and hand the baseball to Ryan Harbin. First pitch to Bryce Arnold misses in, and it's 1-0. Harbin, the right-hander on minor league rehab, stands at 6'3", 222. 1-0 to Arnold. He takes a slider downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Bryce 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk so far tonight. He waits on the 2-0 pitch. And takes a fastball with some zip on it upstairs. Heater at 96. Most velocity we've seen tonight from either side. Harbin with the pause in the pitch. Arnold takes all the way and takes a called strike. Just at the knees, makes it 3-1. Harbin, a native of Florida, taken out of high school back in 2019. 3-1 misses up and in. That's ball four. Bryce Arnold has his second walk of the night. That opens the seventh. Blue Jays looking to tack on to their 4-1 lead. Here's Daniel Perez. Looking at Harbin's numbers, spent most of last season with High A Greensboro, so presumably if all this rehab goes well, if he progresses, he'd be going to Double A. If not, then back to Greensboro, the Grasshoppers. First pitch to Perez, misses low and away. And it's 1-0. Formerly the Greensboro Bats. I think that's an upgrade. Grasshoppers from Bats. A little more creative. 1-0 to Perez. Is in there for a called strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. 1-1. Daniel singled in the third and struck out in the fourth. Harbin takes over for Danny Carrion, who retired all six batters he faced. 1-1. Perez takes a called strike two on a hard slider. 87. 1-2. Harbin last season with Greensboro Pitched 21 and two-thirds innings to an ERA over 6. 1-2. Misses off the low outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lights have been flipped on at Lecom Park. As Harbin checks on Arnold. Now sets and delivers the 2-2. Perez takes down and away. Runs it full, 3-2. And Field playing to pull and double play depth. Delgado, the shortstop, towards the bag at second. Harrison a little bit close to the hole on the second base side. Payoff pitch, a swing and a foul tip. We'll do it again. It's a really unique color of infield dirt here in Bradenton. It is very dark. Darker than most infields you'll see. Next 3-2 to Perez. Instead of throw over to first, Arnold dives back in safely. Bang, bang, play there. Jersey is now caked in that dark dirt. It's almost black. Best way to describe it might be a blackish shade of brown. 3-2, Tapper on the first base side. It rolls foul. Still full. Good battle here between Perez and Harbin. Blue Jays in front, 4-1 in the seventh. Perez steps out of the box. Kind of goes through some hand progressions, imitating almost a stride. As he climbs back in. Now the next payoff. Here's a called strike 3. He knew it. Slider fooled him in the upper half of the zone. Harbin bounces back from the leadoff walk with a looking strikeout for out number one. Here's Gene Joseph. Joseph trying to extend that on base streak. He's 0 for 3. Flight out to left, back in the fourth. 4-1 Blue Jays, top seven. First pitch, Joseph rockets it through the left side for a base hit. The on base streak is 19 games for the 19-year-old. Arnold up to second base. Men on first and second for Victor Arias with one out in the seventh. Well, Joseph got a fastball at 97 miles an hour and turned it around at 102. Seeing the ball well right now. But then again, he kind of has the whole time he's been with the DJs. Arias, the lefty, climbs in. He's 0 for 3. First pitch. A swing and a miss. Swung over a slider. That's 0-1. Vic wants time. Victor also goes by the name Mikey. That's what a lot of his teammates call him. A 1 pitch from Harbin. Just misses off the outside corner with a slider. 1 ball, 1 strike. This became evident when Blue Jays' social media team started putting together a video for the TikTok page. 1-1. Arias takes a big rip and a miss. A fastball upstairs makes it 1-2. They did one of those TikToks where it was a question. Which one of your teammates would be the most likely to do this? And this edition of the question is, which one of your teammates would be most likely to win the Hunger Games? 1-2, Arias taps it foul. He stays alive. Still 1-2. My answer would be Victor Arias. Very intimidating air about him. The guy is jacked. And a few of his teammates agreed. They said, yeah, Crazy Mikey. So I guess Arias goes by the nickname Crazy Mikey. 1-2, a swing and a miss. A slider in the lower half of the zone. Arias down on strikes. And there's 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. Men on first and second. And it's up to Joan Helaponte to drive in some insurance here in the 7th. Blue Jays already leading 4-1. Infante 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. First pitch. He takes a fastball for a called strike. 97. Lighting up the radar gun. Ryan Harbin. Operating from the center of the rubber. Brings the hands together and chucks it home. And Infante takes low and away. 1-1. Feels like a good time to mention that the Dunedin Blue Jays do indeed have a TikTok page. You can follow us if that's your type of thing. At Dunedin Blue Jays. Good content on there. 1-1. Infante jumps out of the way of a slider. Missed down. Not very inside. Harbin with the pause. He spins and throws to second, and the pickoff throw glances off Harrison into center field. Arnold trots on down to third base. Joseph up to second. So it's two men in scoring position with two outs for the Jays. 2-1 count on Infante. Harbin paces back to the mound. Kind of short hopped that pickoff throw. Now a single could score two. Grow the lead up to 5 runs. 2-1. Infante takes a slider for a called strike. 2-2. Crowd behind home plate makes some noise. One more, they say. Harbin looking for one more strike. The pitch is swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. The catcher Alfonso reaches out to tag Infante, and he did get him with the leather and the inning. And the threat is over. Blue Jays strand men on second and third base. They still lead as it's time to stretch. It's 4-1 in Bradenton. Blue Jays on top on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The sun has set over Leecom Park in Bradenton. Blue Jays with a 4-1 lead in the first game of 6 this week between these Florida State League West rivals. Blue Jays scored 2 in the second on a 2-run homer from Christian Feliz, and then 2 more in the fourth. Bradenton got their only run on a solo homer in the fourth inning from Sergio Campagna. That'll be Rivas, Harrison, and Delgado for the Marauders against Bo Bonds, who's back out for his second inning of work. 8-9-1 here. First pitch to Rivas. Is slapped fair. Just fair past the first base bag. Bounces off the sidewall and right. Joseph played it perfectly. And Rivas is kept to a loud leadoff single. Well, in most ballparks, you see a ball like that lined down the right field line. Usually that goes for extra bases, but there is very little foul territory at Leecom Park. So a man aboard for Kalai Harrison. First pitch to the lefty. He takes a strike. Change up on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. That change up from Bonds has really been good tonight. Worked around a single last inning that opened the frame. Struck out two. Bonds with the 0-1. Harrison takes low and in. One ball, one strike. Harrison had a bunt single back in the fifth. He was left stranded on third base in Connor O'Halloran's final inning of work. Let's get you his final line in a moment. The 1-1. Harrison with a swing and a miss. A fastball there. It's 1-2. The final line on O'Halloran, currently in line for the win. Five innings, four hits, one earned run, two walks, six strikeouts. Bonds with the set and the pitch. Harrison fights it off. Foul. Look out on the street. Still 1-2. Another interesting feature of this ballpark is it is shockingly close to the street. Running along the third base line. Now the next 1-2 is floated down the right field line. It drops just fair. No, it's foul. Oh, from this perspective, that looked like a fair ball. But the home plate umpire, Pedro Torres, had a better look than we did. No qualms from this broadcaster. Looked like it could have been extra bases for Harrison, but instead, we'll have another 1-2 pitch. Blue Jays lead 4-1, bottom seven. Harrison calls time. Now steps back into the box. Harrison, the native of Hawaii, waits for the next 1-2 from Bonds. Floated back up the box, past the reach of Beltre into center. Rivas moves up to second base, and Harrison gets a base hit after all. Back-to-back singles to open the bottom of the seventh. Bradenton threatening to get back into this ball game, trailing by three. Bottom seven, 4-1 Blue Jays, and here's the top of the order in Kiner Delgado. Pirates' number 23 prospect. Switch hitter batting from the left side for the first time. First pitch, called strike. And it's 0-1. Delgado went 0-3 from the right side against O'Halloran. And Delgado known to be equally skilled from both sides. 0-1. Hopper down to first. Could be two, but it's past Feliz into right. Rivas around third. He scores, and the throw goes to third. It's offline, but Toman gathers it, and everybody stays put. But the Marauders get a run back. The lead is now 2-4-2 in the seventh. That hopper ate up Feliz. We'll see how it scored. Probably an error. Harrison up to second, Delgado aboard, still no outs. Here comes Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. Brings the entire infield together here. Wants to try and settle things down. Marauders showing some late fight. And if you've joined us over the last week plus, you know that there has been a lot of late drama for the Blue Jays. A lot of close games last week with Jupiter. All but one game of the six-game series was decided by three runs or fewer. And overall this season, the Blue Jays have played a ton of close games. 27 of their 39 have been decided by four runs or less. Meeting is over. Men on first and second for Eddie Rodriguez. Blue Jays lead 4-2 in the seventh. No outs. First pitch. He squares and pulls back. That's ball one. Still no ruling on that, on the live stats, but there is an error on the scoreboard. 1-0. Another square to bunt, and he bunts it foul. So it's 1-1 on Rodriguez. Oh, no, it's been ruled a single by Delgado. An RBI single at that. We are in Bradenton, and that factors in minor league baseball generally. Feliz in on the grass at first. Toman even with the bag at third. The 1-1 to Rodriguez. He doesn't square and takes a called strike two. Fastball at 91 at the knees. One ball and two strikes. Strikeout go a long way for Bo Bonds here. Trying to regain command. After three straight singles to open the frame. Rodriguez in a wide set. Slightly open stance from the right side. Bobs the bat up and down as he waits for the 1-2 from Bonds. And he gets a piece of it. Rolls it behind home plate. He stays alive. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez with 11 runs driven in. 1-2 pitch is rocketed into left, right at Daniel Perez, who is shaded straight towards center. He makes the catch for a big out number one. How about that positioning? Daniel Perez was pretty much playing in left center field, closer to straightaway center than he was to straightaway left. And as a result, instead of extra bases, it's out number one. And that'll be all for Bo Bonds. So the Blue Jays go back to the bullpen. J.J. Sanchez is coming on for the Blue Jays, trying to hold this score at DJ's 4, Marauders 2. Bottom of the seventh, run in for Bradenton. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It's the Blue Jays 4 and the Bradenton Marauders 2 in the opening game of a 6-game series, and things have tightened up all of a sudden in Bradenton. Marauders with a run in the bottom of the seventh, thanks to an RBI single from Kiner Delgado. Men on first and second. Blue Jays go back to the bullpen for J.J. Sanchez after Bo Bonds gets the first out of the inning. Sanchez, the lefty, will face the left-handed batter Omar Alfonso. So Dunedin playing a little bit of matchups. First pitch from Sanchez. Alfonso takes low, ball one. Sanchez has had an excellent month. 6 appearances, 6 2/3 innings, just 1 earned run here in May. He sets and delivers. Both runners go. Pitch misses low, and Duran didn't get a clean grip on the ball. It's a double steal. And now a base hit could tie this game. Harrison down to third. Delgado up to second. Omar Alfonso 0-for-3 tonight, but he's been great this season. The pitch misses up and in. Sanchez with a quick delivery there. 3 balls, no strikes. Sanchez with bright red cleats. Toes the third base side of the rubber. Sets and fires. Alfonso takes all the way and takes downstairs for ball four. The slider was close, but that loads the bases with one out for Axial Plaz. Plaz with 2 homers for the Marauders, including one that still stands as the longest in the league this year. First pitch to the righty. Misses up and away on a fastball at 94, and it's 1-0. Sanchez, all of a sudden, has turned into one of the Blue Jays' most trusted relievers. He's come on in a lot of big spots. This is another one. 1-0 is popped up into center. Aponte calls for it, moves back, makes the catch, comes in, and the tag from Harrison. He scores. Throw goes to third, where Delgado slides in safely. Marauders get a run closer. It's now 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. It's a sack fly from Alfonso. Delgado moves to thirds. The tying run is 90 feet away. Rather, sack fly from Plaz. Alfonso remains at first. And there's two down for us. Merlin Valdez, first pitch. Misses high and away for a ball. 1-0. Valdez 0-for-3. He hasn't reached. Trying to extend his on-base streak to 20. 1-0. That's a called strike. Slider caught the low outside edge. 1 ball, 1 strike. Sanchez with his bright red cleats. Delivers. Valdez lines it foul into the net on the third base side. That's 1-2. Second baseman Arnold playing almost right up the middle for the righty Valdez. Sanchez trying to keep the Blue Jays in the driver's seat, leading 4-3, bottom seven. 2 runs in for the Marauders, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Called strike three. Changeup froze him. And J.J. Sanchez escapes the seventh inning with the Blue Jays still in the lead. But all of a sudden, things are a lot closer. Marauders score twice. Our new score, Blue Jays 4, Bradenton 3. As we go to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. After the Marauders score twice in the bottom of the seventh, we go to the top of the eighth with the Blue Jays now leading by just one. 4-3. Series opener. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Larry Larson in with you. New pitcher on for Bradenton. It's a lefty, Hunter Furtado. First pitch to Tucker Thoman. The lefty chops it foul. On the first base side, it's 0-1. Details on Furtado. This is his 12th appearance this year. In 14 innings, he's allowed 9 earned runs. That's an ERA of 5.79. He pauses and pitches. And Thoman reaches out, taps it towards short. Rivas, the third baseman, with a spinning play. He gets up and throws to first in time. Rivas takes a base hit away from Tucker Thoman. He was playing almost directly in the hole between third and second base. Scouting pays off there. 5-3 put out for out number one. And here's Manny Beltre. 4-3 ball game, top of the eighth. First pitch to Beltre. It's chopped foul off his ankle, and it's 0-1. Furtado, drafted by the Pirates in the sixth round last year out of Alabama. Opened his college career at Wake Forest before transferring to the Crimson Tide. 0-1. Beltre pops it up into shallow right. Harrison out. The right fielder, Bishop, in. Bishop dives, and he can't make the catch. Beltre stops at second, and the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position. A disaster narrowly averted there for the Marauders, as both Bishop and Kalai Harrison, the second baseman, dove for that ball. They did not collide. Ball glanced off Bishop. Didn't go too far, and as a result, Beltre's into second. Golden opportunity for some insurance as Edward Duran comes to the plate. First pitch. A swing and a miss on a changeup. That's 0-1. That ruled a double for Manny. Now seems like a good time to mention that the Blue Jays have scored in the seventh or later 12 straight games. 0-1. Duran takes a called strike. Fastball at 90. It's 0-2. Overall, 16 of their last 17 games. Tons of late runs. It's turned into this team's identity. 0-2. Duran lines it over the third baseman, Rivas, into left. Rodriguez charging in. Beltre around third. The throw to the plate is late. Throw goes down to second, and Duran's in a rundown. Delgado tags him out, but what do you know? It's an RBI single for Edward Duran, and make it 13 consecutive games with a run in the seventh or later for the Blue Jays. They tack on a run to their lead. It's 5-3 in the eighth. Duran is out number two, trying to take that extra base. But he gets the job done. Base is empty for Christian Feliz. A lefty-on-lefty matchup. Christian 1-for-3 with a big fly. Two-run homer in the second. First pitch, a cut and a miss. 0-1. Well, one-run games are never, ever comfortable when you're the road team, and especially lately when you're the Dunedin Blue Jays. 0-1. Feliz fouls it straight back as somebody on a motorcycle shows off on the street nearby. Maybe sounds off would be more fitting. I don't think anybody inside the ballpark could see him as he revved his engine. 0-2. Feliz watches the fastball upstairs. Furtado revved his engine a little too much there. A fastball up. It's 1-2. Coming into action tonight, Blue Jays have lost 10 of their last 12 road games. 1-2. Feliz takes down and away. Two balls, two strikes. That road trip to Fort Myers was especially brutal. Blue Jays won two games that week, but of their four losses, three came in walk-off fashion. Ugh. 2-2. Christian pops it up. On the infield, out in front of home plate, Alfonso, the catcher, calls for it, reaches out, and can't make the catch. It bounces off his glove and drops fair. Feliz is safe at first, and the inning is extended. Just a brutal break for Bradenton. Alfonso was standing on the first base line. The ball popped out of his mitt and landed mere inches fair. But of course, if Alfonso was standing in fair territory and didn't make the catch and it bounced foul, would have been a fair ball. First pitch to Arnold. Misses up and in, ball one. Blue Jays with a run in here in the top of the eighth. 5-3. DJs over the Marauders. Feliz tiptoes off first, being held over there by Plaz. The pitch skips in the dirt, taken for a ball. 2-0. That play officially an E2, as you might imagine. 2-0. Arnold watches a fastball sail upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. Arnold has already worked two walks tonight. Also struck out in the second. On the verge of a third walk. The pitch. That's a strike. Heater off the low outside corner. On the low outside corner would be a more apt description. So it's 3-1. The pause in the pitch. Now that misses up, ball four. That's a third walk tonight for Bryce Arnold. Blue Jays keep the inning rolling. Feliz up to second base. Bryce aboard. Two on, two out for Daniel Perez. And here comes Matt Ford, the pitching coach. 5-3 DJs. We're in the eighth. Blue Jays looking for six straight wins. Entire infield gathers here. As Cotton Eye Joe booms over the speakers, always a ballpark classic. Let's look down in the seats, see if anybody's dancing. Not many dancers. Oh, there's one dancer out in the first base bleachers. It's like an older gentleman standing with a beer in one hand. Meeting is over. Perez stands in. Men on first and second. Blue Jays trying to add on. First pitch. Misses high. Ball one. 5-3. The top of the eighth. Dunedin already with a run in. Feliz on second. Arnold on first. Furtado sets and goes. And Perez skies it into shallow right. Bishop comes in. He's under it. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. But not before the Blue Jays lead balloons back up to two runs on an RBI single from Edward Duran to drive in Manny Beltre. We go to the home half of the eighth. Blue Jays lead 5-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Blue Jays 5, Marauders 3. As we go to the bottom of the eighth, another fun one for the DJs. They've led for pretty much the entire game since the second inning, but it's gotten close here late. J.J. Sanchez will face Braylon Bishop to open the inning, and the first pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Bishop is 0-2. Came into the game as a pinch hitter in the fourth. He struck out twice. 0-1. Bishop gets a hold of it high and deep to right. Joseph in a dead sprint back. He's at the barrier, and it's gone. In the blink of an eye, we've got a one-run ball game again. Braylon Bishop with his first long ball this year makes it 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. A majestic shot. Third homer of the ball game between the two teams. Second one for Bradenton into that right field jet stream. Now, luckily, both homers for the Marauders are solo shots. Here's Sergio Campagna. First pitch called strike. That's 0-1. Campagna responsible for the other homer. That was in the fourth. A one to the righty. He takes up. Ball, one strike. Well, the Blue Jays won a one-run affair on Sunday. Trying to take another one tonight. 1-1. Campagna with an aggressive swing and a miss. A change up upstairs. Makes it 1-2. Campagna steps out of the box. Adjusts his helmet. Settles into his stance. Front heel in the air. The 1-2 offer from Sanchez. Hey, swung on it. Missed strike three. Good bounce back from JJ. Sets down Campagna on strikes for out number one in the home eighth. 5-4. Blue Jays lead. Base is empty for Javier Rivas. Rivas singled his last time in the seventh. First pitch. Called strike. On a fastball. And it's 0-1. Rivas underscores a trend for this Marauders club. Hitting much better at home than on the road. 0-1. Is slapped in the air down the right field side. It fades foul into the screen. It's 0-2. Rivas himself hitting 207 in home games while hitting 056 away from Lecom Park. You look at the team numbers. At home, 232 average, 712 OPS. 0-2. Rivas lays off a fastball up and away. One ball, two strikes. On the road, 170 average. And 523 on base plus slugging. Yuck. 1-2. Rivas takes down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. I asked the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella, is this just a hitter's park, or is it more of a we're at home, we like it here type of coincidence? And he said, yeah, it's more of a home cooking type situation.
is not really a hitter's park, kind of average, lies in the middle. 2-2 to Rivas. Misses a touch downstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. With all that said, if the wind blows out to right like it does, like it has tonight, it's a hitter's park. Payoff pitch. Misses downstairs. It's a walk. The tying run is aboard with one out in the bottom of the eighth. 5-4 Blue Jays. Nine batter Kalai Harrison coming to the plate. And Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, comes out to the mound. Kiner Leone getting warmed up for the Jays out in the bullpen. Whole infield gathers here. Big spot in this game. Blue Jays with 5 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. Marauders with 4 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors. And in a 1-run game, oh, that stinks. 3 errors, but a lot of defensive miscues. Meeting is over. Everybody back to their stations. Kalai Harrison stands in. He singled twice and scored once. That was in the seventh. One of his singles came on a bunt. First pitch to him. Fastball misses inside. Close at 92. But it's ball one. Blue Jays trying to hang on to their 1-run lead. Bottom eight. 1-0 pitch. Slide step and a called strike on the sinker from Sanchez. That's 1-1. JJ, the 5'11 southpaw, sets and delivers. Harrison checks his swing. It's a called strike. A well-located fastball and near the hands makes it 1-2. One out here in the eighth. Ground ball ends the inning. Harrison calls time, climbs back in. Now the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Sanchez paints the outside corner to set down Harrison for out number two. Harrison none too pleased, but he can't say anything to Pedro Torres. It's the computer calling balls and strikes. No good comeback for that. Man aboard for the leadoff man, Kiner Delgado. First pitch, called strike in the lower half of the zone. Delgado kind of looks at Pedro Torres, shakes his head, probably thinking, I'd like to press Control-Alt-Delete on that computer. 0-1. Delgado hops it towards the middle. Beltre dives and knocks it down, but he doesn't come up with it. It's a single for Delgado. Moves the tying run into scoring position for the Marauders. Men on first and second with two outs for Eddie Rodriguez. And Jose Mayorga will call the bullpen. Kiner Leone coming on for the Jays. And another high-pressure spot. Marauders with a run in here in the bottom of the eighth on a solo homer from Braylon Bishop. It's a 1-run game, 5-4, men on first and second. Don't go anywhere. Blue Jays trying to hang on the road on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass. starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. It's turned into a white knuckler tonight in Bradenton for the DJs. They're clinging to a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two outs. Kiner Leon comes on out of the Blue Jays' bullpen. Men on first and second. Rivas on second representing the tying run. First pitch from Kiner Leon is a called strike to Eddie Rodriguez, and it's 0-1. Leon has been one of the Blue Jays' best arms out of the pen. Comes on a lot in spots like this. 0-1. Rodriguez fouls it back, and just like that, it's 0-2. Kiner with an ERA of 1.5 in 18 innings. That's just 3 earned runs. He gets a fresh baseball. Squints in for the sign. Nods at Duran. He sets the belt and comes home with the 0-2. Rodriguez waves and misses. Strike 3. Kiner Leon gets the Blue Jays out of the jam on just 3 pitches. Marauders, Duran, Rivas on second, and Delgado on first. They do get a run in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Blue Jays still lead. It's 5-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hunter Furtado remains in the ballgame for Bradenton as we're on to the ninth. Blue Jays lead 5-4 in this series opener that's turned into a thriller. Furtado, the lefty, will face Gene Joseph, the righty, and the first pitch is popped up into shallow right. Plaz, the first baseman, out, called off by the second baseman, Harrison, and he overran it. Joseph dives into second with a double. That's about the fourth time tonight that a ball that should have been caught has dropped in between Bradenton defenders. Whether it's been the wind or another factor, it has happened more times than you'd like if you're rooting for the Marauders. But of course, Blue Jays won't complain. Man in scoring position for Victor Arias to open the ninth. Blue Jays looking for some breathing room. Lefty on lefty. And the first pitch. Arias watches it sail upstairs. Ball one. With that double, Joseph now 2-for-5. Arias 0-for-4 tonight. 1-0 pitch. This is up and in. Vic leans out of the way. 2-0. Lights have taken full effect, shining down against a dark navy blue sky. Furtado sets and throws. Arias swings and misses on a high fastball. Just 85 on the velo there from Furtado. 2 balls, 1 strike. Joseph, a good runner, paces off second, being held by the shortstop Delgado. Arias into his open stance. 2-1 delivery. Misses outside. Three balls and one strike. Now the man who's been the Blue Jays' most feared hitter over the course of this young season in Victor Arias. Let's see if he gets a pitch to drive. 3-1 on the way. Arias takes a called strike. Fastball at 87 on the outside edge. Good pitch there. Runs it full. 3-2. Arias steps out of the box, adjusts his batting gloves, climbs back in. Joseph claps his hands. He takes his lead off second. Furtado checks him and now deals home. And Arias takes ball four. Down and away, it wasn't close. And the Blue Jays put the first two men on in the ninth. Here comes Juan Helaponte. Five-four DJs, top of the ninth. Blue Jays got a run of insurance last inning, but it quickly went by the wayside with the Bishop homer in the bottom half. First pitch to Aponte. Skips out in front of home plate. And that was a 57-footer. Nice stop from Omar Alfonso. Keep it out in front, ball one. Ponte with a single and a strikeout tonight. Two strikeouts, in fact. He's 1-for-4. The pitch. He takes in. Two balls, no strikes. Marauders' bullpen is quiet. At least for now. Furtado has thrown 27 pitches. He reads the sign from Alfonso. Sets and deals. And Ponte takes a fastball for a called strike. On a pitch that just clipped the high outside corner. 2-1. Good speed on the base paths. A gapper would likely score two. Furtado with a look at the runners. Now he throws home and misses up and in. Three balls and one strike. And now throwing is underway for the Marauders. A righty loosening up in the bullpen. Hitters count. See if Aponte gets a pitch to punish. Here comes a 3-1 delivery. Instead, Furtado lifts his leg, turns, and throws to second. A fan says, that's a balk. Richie Arredondo, the field umpire, says, no, it's not. So everybody stays put. Still 3-1 on Aponte. Team leader in RBIs. Ready for the 3-1 pitch. He swings and misses. An aggressive hack on a fastball that was high of the zone. Runs it full, 3-2. Aponte with 21 runs driven in. Looking for more. Blue Jays trying to tack on to a 5-4 lead in the ninth. Furtado with a long pause. Pitch clock winding down. He deals, and Aponte swings and misses on a slider. Furtado comes back to get him for out number one. That's his first strikeout. And here's Tucker Thoman with men on first and second. Both teams with double-digit hits. Blue Jays with 5 runs on 12 hits. Marauders with 4 runs on 10 hits. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here for Thoman. Grounded out his first time against Furtado. First pitch, slow roller down to first. Plaz gloves it and takes it to the bag himself for the out. That's as good as a bunt, though. Thoman not happy with himself. Grabs his head with both hands as he heads back to the dugout. But he does move the runners. Joseph down to third. Arias up to second. But now it's up to Manny Beltre. He's already got one RBI tonight. On a single in the fourth. 5-4 Jays. Top of the ninth. Furtado shakes off Alfonso. Now the first pitch. Beltre chops it foul. Hops into the dugout. 0-1. Beltre 2-for-4 tonight. Doubled on a blooper into the outfield. Another one of those balls that dropped in between defenders. In the eighth. 0-1. Beltre chases on a fastball downstairs. A little over-eager there, and he's behind 0-2. Beltre also up there on the team leaderboard in RBIs. In fact, now tied for the team lead with that RBI in the fourth. With a Aponte at 21. Pedro Torres brushes off home plate. Beltre digs back into the box. The dirt in the batter's box is a little bit lighter than the rest of the infield. A very dark dirt here in Bradenton. 0-2. Is a balk. Furtado didn't come set. He rushed it home, and as a result, the Blue Jays get a run. Joseph in to score from third, and the Blue Jays have a two-run lead again, 6-4. Arias down to third. Count still low and two on Beltre. Arias dances off third. The 0-2 pitch is popped into left. Rodriguez in, Delgado the shortstop out. He's under it. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Hunter Furtado balks in a run. Joseph scores from third, and the last chance for the Marauders is coming up next as the Blue Jays lead is 6-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. All right, here we go. It's the bottom of the ninth in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead by two. And 6-4. Kiner Leon is back out to try and nail this baby down. He'll face 3-4-5 in the Marauders lineup, starting with Omar Alfonso, Axiel Plaz, and Esmerlin Valdez to follow. Leon ended last inning with a strikeout of Eddie Rodriguez with two men on, one of them in scoring position. Left Rivas on second base. First pitch to Alfonso, misses up. And it's 1-0. Well, the Marauders have really been frustrated tonight. They've left at least one man in scoring position as the pitch to Alfonso misses high. And 6 innings. 6 of the 8 innings so far. That's a lot. 2-0 misses down. 3 balls and no strikes on Alfonso. The first batter of save spots like this, always so key. Leon trying to not let Alfonso get away. 3-0. Misses outside, ball four. And the leadoff man is aboard for Bradenton. Brings the tying run to the plate with no outs for Axiel Plaz. Plaz has been productive in his last two plate appearances. Single in the sixth and a sac fly in the seventh. Righty on righty, Blue Jays leading 6-4 in the ninth. First pitch. Breaking ball falls in there for a called strike. Slider makes it 0-1. Blue Jays with some light activity out in the pen as Leon comes set and throws. And Plaz takes upstairs. One ball, one strike. Well, things are always interesting. At least they have been lately with the Blue Jays. A lot of dramatic games. 1-1. Plaz reaches out and takes an awkward three-quarter swing and a miss. 1-2. Blue Jays three outs away from a sixth consecutive win. It'll be the second six-game win streak this year. Leon sets. The 1-2 pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again. Over the crow's nest. Also known as the press box. High atop Lecom Park. Time called by Plaz. 18-year-old has had quite the impact in just a handful of games. Two homers, four RBIs for him. The 1-2 pitch. He skies it out of play again. He stays alive as it drops into the palm trees behind the first base grandstand. 1-2. That breeze out towards right has settled down a little bit as the evening has gone on. The next 1-2 from Leon. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball drew the cut and the miss from Plaz. He's out number one. Now a ground ball could end it. Second strikeout from Leon. Here's this Merlin Valdez, first pitch. A home run, hack, and a miss. On a slider upstairs, it's 0-1. 6-4 Jays. Tying run at the plate, and Valdez. He's 0-4 with a 19-game on-base streak at stake here. A 1. Misses. It was close. On a slider. One ball, one strike. Valdez in a slightly open stance. Waits for the 1-1. It's popped up out of play. First base side. 1-2. Well, Leon issued a leadoff walk to Alfonso, and he wasn't really close to the zone in that plate appearance. But since, he's really been locked in right around the rectangle. Looking for back-to-back Ks. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Leon turns and looks at Alfonso. Now he comes set, the 2-2. Misses downstairs. It's full, 3-2. Braylon Bishop waits on deck, and he is not a guy you want to face after his homer in the eighth. Leon reads the sign, readies for the payoff. It's swung on and missed, strike three. It is back-to-back strikeouts for Kiner Leon, and the Marauders are down to their final out. Represented by Braylon Bishop. He walks to the plate, bobbing his head to his walk-up song. Bishop 1-for-3 with two strikeouts and a homer. First pitch. Check swing on a fastball that misses high. Ball one. Blue Jays 6. Bradenton 4. Bottom of the ninth. Alfonso off first. The 1-0. Bishop takes down. Shakes his head at that pitch. 2-0. Entire Blue Jays dugout on the top step. Hoping to celebrate soon. 2-0. Misses low. Bishop skips out of the box. He's out in front 3-0. Got to be careful here. Be surprising to see Bishop have the green light, but you don't want to give it a risk. 3-0 pitch is a called strike. Curveball in the upper half of the zone.
3-1. Both teams on the top step of their respective dugouts. Leon has the sign and deals. Check swing. Did Bishop go? Yes, he did. He can't believe it. But now it's full, and the Jays are a strike away. Blue Jays looking to nail down a sixth straight win. Leon's payoff pitch. It's a called strike three. Bishop caught window shopping on a curveball on the outside edge to end the ball game. Kiner Leon strikes out the side for the save, and the Blue Jays take the opener 6-4. A thriller for the DJs, and they've won six in a row for the second time this year. I think they have their swagger back. With the win, the Blue Jays are back to 500, 20-20 in 2024. We'll step aside for a break and come back with the totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Blue Jays win in a thriller in the series opener at Leacom Park. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score 6 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors, and they leave 8 men on base. For the Marauders, 4 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors, and 11 left. How many in scoring position? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left in scoring position. Costly for the Marauders, who really did themselves in tonight. Between all the fly balls dropped, it contributed a lot to this Blue Jays victory. This one was played in front of a crowd of 510 in 2 hours and 45 minutes. The winning pitcher is Connor O'Halloran, who went 5 innings, struck out 6, only allowed 1 earned run. Tip of the cap to Connor, who keeps on chucking it well. He improves to 4-2 this year. The loss goes to Hung Lung Chang, who went 4 innings, allowed 8 hits, 4 earned runs, walked 1, and struck out 4. The save goes to Kiner Leon. That's his second save this year. We mentioned before the break, Blue Jays are back to 500, 20-20. Bradenton drops to 17-23. Before we say so long, let's take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League tonight. Starting with, let's see, everything else has gone final. We'll start with St. Lucie taking the win over Clearwater. So the Blue Jays finally gain a game on the first-place Threshers. Seems like they just could not do that last week despite their 5 wins over Jupiter. Clearwater kept on winning. Not the case tonight. St. Lucie 5, Threshers 4. Lakeland throttles Palm Beach in Lakeland tonight, 11-1. They twirl a 2-hitter, getting it done on both sides. Jupiter shuts out Tampa at home 3-0. And Fort Myers defeats Daytona 7-4. Out-of-town scoreboard always brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost in Dunedin on Causeway Boulevard.
That's the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organizational scoreboard tonight? Double-A New Hampshire is in the middle of the ninth. And actually, they've just gone final. They win 10-2 over Somerset at home. They improved to 17-22 this year. High A Vancouver taking on Hillsborough on the road tonight. That game will start at 9:35 Eastern, coming up here shortly. FCL Blue Jays played a doubleheader at TD Ballpark, and they lost both games to the FCL Phillies. AAA Buffalo dropped the series opener to St. Paul 3-1. And as for the big league club at home tonight, battling the White Sox, looking to make it back-to-back wins, the final score from the Rogers Center is not final yet, but the White Sox lead 5-0. This is a series that the Blue Jays absolutely need to win against the worst team in baseball, in the White Sox. Let's hope for a big comeback in the bottom of the ninth. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup, same time, same place, here in Bradenton at Lecom Park. We'll get started at 6:30 with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show set for 6:15. The Blue Jays will send Jaron Watts-Brown to the bump, fresh off an outing where he struck out 10 in just four innings of work. The Marauders will send Antoine Kelly, a right-hander, to the mound. He's got a 6-1-1 ERA and a 1-3 record. So it's Watts-Brown against Kelly, Bradenton against Dunedin, 6:30 first pitch with a 6:15 pregame show. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage from Lecom Park in Bradenton. For everybody back at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending some of your Tuesday night with us. We hope you can spend some of your Wednesday night with us tomorrow as the Blue Jays look to make it 7 consecutive wins. It would be their longest win streak this year. One more time, the final score tonight from Bradenton. Blue Jays win their 6th straight. 6-4, the final score. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.